Tomorrow's News Today. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, April 12th, 2026. All of my predictions since this Iran-Israel-U.S. war began back on March 1st have come true, because this Strait of Hormuz war with Iran has been war game as much as anything else has. It's up there in the very top few. It's very well known what the scenarios are. It's on record. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them told Trump that this wasn't true what Israel was telling him, but the neocons came in and they lied to Trump. I first broke that a month ago. It's confirmed now by the White House. Absolutely insane. And now Iran has us by the balls because we started this with Israel. They're not going to give the concessions Trump wants. The peace deals I predicted last week fell through. And now Trump has announced he's going to blockade everybody going through the strait and not let Iran get out its oil. Iran's ready to sit there for months or years and play this game of chicken. And I've been saying that will be the next move, is a blockade. And why haven't our ships gone in there before when Trump said he was a few weeks ago? Because then they can be hit by all the short range and medium range missiles and artillery. So this is beyond insane. The U.S. will now get the blame even more for the energy crisis that's already spread around the world. Inflation numbers came in last week. It is causing massive inflation in the United States as well. And chain reactions around the planet, like Taiwan not being able to make chips because they can't get the liquid natural gas. It goes on and on. And Israel knew that when they attacked to drag us into it, that there was a good chance the Moodles wouldn't fall, but they were going to commit us to a full war and then face saving. And now Trump is in a huge pissing contest with people that psychologically are not going to back down. And I predict the Moodles are not going to fall, at least for 6 months a year. And by then, the economy will be beyond devastated. And that's what BlackRock and Larry Fink and the Rothschilds want. And they're really happy right now. They had the COVID lockdown to kill the economy, and their wealth doubled as the public lost about half theirs on average. And now it's going to happen again because they've got all the free money to loan out. And they'll put us on the global social credit score and all the rest of it. So things were going so well till Trump let the tail wag the dog and Israel control our foreign policy and thus our domestic policy. That's the reality in the year 2026. Pray for an awakening. Pray for Trump to wake up, call out Israel, and pull out of this now and make a real deal with Iran. That's the only way. It needs to be done now. Follow me on next, Real Alex Jones. Full transmission tonight, right here, 4 to 6 p.m., 4 to 8 p.m., two shows, on the InfoWars Network at InfoWars.com/show.
All right, folks, that is a little transmission from our stalwart leader, Alex Jones. I'm sitting in for Alex Jones today. I'm Harrison Smith, of course, host of The War Room. We've got a lot to cover in this two-hour broadcast and then Sunday Night Live from 6 to 8. Very glad that you're here with us in this all-important time period. Everything is accelerating. Everything is getting that much more, well, for lack of a better word, insane. Completely and utterly insane. And I'd say tenuous. I'd say the sort of liminal character of our civilization is wearing a bit thin, and we are on the cusp of some really horrifying stuff, really all over the world, and we've seen this type of thing before. In fact, if you remember, I did a year in review in 2019, for the year 2019. I called it the year the mask came off, because all throughout 2019, there were these uprisings, these upstart revolutions taking place, the Yellow Vests in France, the Hong Kong rebellion against Chinese control there. And in every case, the powers that be sort of said, yeah, we pretend to be democracies, but not anymore. Actually, we're just going to crush you. So I called it the year the mask came off. Ironic, because the next year was the year of the mask. I didn't know it at the time, but it was the year that they basically said, you know what, we are tyrants and we will crush you and we will do what we want regardless of how it affects the people. It feels like we're in that situation again. So before 2019, it felt like we were on the cusp of a worldwide revolution, and then COVID hit. Here we are on the cusp once again, and Iran hits. Not a coincidence. I'll explain it on the other side. Stay with us.